A group of former employees of the Sakwalatin Healing Center assembled outside the center on June 11 to protest the upcoming opening of the center. Their goal was to ensure that Health Minister Josie Osborne knew they were there. The protesters wanted them to know how the upper reaches of the Sakwalatin Healing Center were allegedly treating its staff and how taxpayer money was allegedly being spent. The Healing Center and the Wiwakai First Nation has denied all of these claims, calling it fake news. The protest began around 10 a.m. on a section of Lighthouse Road where there is a break from the trees on the left-hand side up from the center. They carried signs that read such things as, "Toxic culture starts at the top, this is not a healing center, HR should protect people, not bullies," and, "You can't heal others while abusing staff." Bradford Vinson, a client support worker who was hired in January, also said staff arrived with nothing to do. But more than that, there were obvious safety issues. Vinson, who comes from an academia and lab background, said they came to work only to find out there was no first aid kit on site. They didn't know where any fire extinguishers were. Vinson said these issues were brought up to management, which he says failed to fully acknowledge or rectify at the time. Around 1 p.m., the protesters found out that the center had managed to sneak in the minister through a back road, skipping where they had gathered. They decided to move towards the front entrance of the center's property, resolved to be heard and be seen by the minister on her way out. A lone security guard sitting in a pickup truck was parked on the side of the rock. The protesters held up their signs and made noise when any vehicle, and sometimes bikers, came down the road. Some people in vehicles would stop and ask questions, others would honk. Some would shake their head or keep their eyes fixed forward. After around an hour, the minister leaves the property. The protesters wave their signs at her, and she waves back, acknowledging them.